Obviously, it was a tough loss. I want to first congratulate New York, and they certainly were the better team today. We've got to do a better job, starting with us as coaches. And the game really got one-dimensional, and part of that's on me. I thought the turnovers hurt us. We felt coming in that there were a few key points to this game. We were going to have to be able to hold up against the run. We weren't able to do that. I thought our protection and the penalties hurt us today. We had 9. And so overall, we'll take a look at this film, and it's a tough loss. Stings, but we've got to turn around and get ready for another tough game next week. So any questions?
Losing Darren that early in the game, how tough of a blow is that?
Well, you lose part of your plan. You know, Cadet's a player that's pretty familiar with some of his role, but that early, it happens. It's happened to us before. It happens to other teams. You just got to be able to adjust to it and make some adjustments.
Sean, the sequence at the end when Jed drops the pass, did you consider going for a field goal and also what to play?
It was a short yardage call we felt pretty comfortable with. They made a good play on it. They stayed at home. The first short yardage call we ran, which I guess they got the timeout called prior to us running it. But so then we came back with the little play action and then that last call. So.
But the field goal was not – I mean, he had just kicked a 55-yard.
Yeah, I was comfortable with where we're at. It was, you know, down the distance-wise. Yeah, it was something we saw on tape that we really liked.
I guess also, I know you were harping on last week, after last week's game, you guys, you know, were winning and yet doing some things. I guess this
I think the penalties.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing we've got to clean up.
Was there anything about the elements that made it a little tougher than usual on the receivers?
I don't know. I would say it was probably a little less windy than we expected. I thought overall we're going to play in tougher conditions than that, I think. So I didn't think so.
Sean, was there any one thing on third down that led to just the poor conversion rate?
Number one, the penalties that put you into some of those yardage situations. I'd have to go back once we get a chance to look at the final numbers. But when you end up in that longer situation, you're behind the numbers a little bit. That's not going to help.
You mentioned you said it got one dimensional on you, but how much of that was penalties as well?
Well, it's back and forth. I thought, you know, when we ran it, I thought we did some pretty good things. We knew they were going to be a good run front coming in, but I thought we did some things that helped, you know, give us some balance. But overall, late in that game, and all of a sudden you find yourself getting out of a hole with a completion to Lance, and it comes back. And so what's going to be first and 10 now is, you know, a 20 situation. Those are the type of things that I think that just make it difficult. They make it difficult for the quarterback. I know that.
That success down the field early, did they adjust or did you?
No, I think we got a pretty good dose of zone, more zone today than maybe that we've seen from them in the past. They did a good job, though. I thought their front did a good job of getting up the field. I thought offensively, they were able to, you know, have that balance and create the plays in the running game. And I thought in the kicking game, they were better than us as well.
Sean, obviously, you guys know how effective Ivory is as a runner today. He was pretty good at
each. Absolutely. Yeah, I saw it too.
Sean, using three timeouts in the first quarter, were they doing something that was just
so? No, listen, there was a combination of the noise, dealing with, we had a couple audible situations, and then, you know, I got to get them in quicker. Obviously, that's something that for us is unusual, and the second half, we were much, much quicker with it.
Do you feel Geno's ability to move around was a factor?
I thought there was a touchdown play where he's able to kind of cut up underneath the end and score. I thought that ended up being a big play. He's a good athlete, good decision maker. He made some good decisions today. And they had just enough balance where he got to audible to a wide receiver screen when we had a blitz look. They had a good balance going, a good mix. That caused us some problems.
So it was using less nickel and dime the plan against this run team anyway, or was that
a lot of it was going to be based on their personnel? You know, they were They were in some heavy sets, then they were in some nickel sets. So it was kind of back and forth.
What was your thoughts on bringing Vilma back?
Just in a pack. We had two packages with him. We felt like we had seen enough during the week on tape, and we felt comfortable with it.
I'm losing Darren Sproles early like that. How does that affect you early on?
Well, we just talked about that earlier. What it does is it eliminates a handful of your plan, you know, that he's going to be involved in. Some of it Cadet was able to take, and yet some of it, you know, is different without him. So it happens. It happens to other teams. It's happened to us before, you know, in the playoffs with Pierre. You just have to quickly be able to say, all right, here's what we're, you know, going to get to, and then here's how much we'd like to do with Cadet that we might normally have done with Darren.
Sean, did you have any doubt that timeout had come in time before the Collins run for the first down?
Well, it's hard. I mean, I can't see because it obviously was called on the other sideline. And so, and you can't hear, you know, whether a whistle was blown. It's, a loud play. So I've got no idea, you know, because from our vantage point, we're just running the handoff, and then you see the conversion, and you're on to first down, and then, you know, so you're getting it kind of delayed. But I wouldn't know. I mean, it came from their bench, and we'll see. But it was too loud.